As I prepare for each of our sessions, I ask Spirit, what do we most need right now? And I am always, always deeply astounded by the brilliance and the beauty and the energy that they deliver to us. And so today is about transfiguration. And I just want to share with you the words of Spirit. So some of us have been in a course on accessing the Holy Self. And so they just kept going with that Holy Self stuff and what we've been doing in that class. So here we have the benefit of that. So let's begin by breathing into our hearts and breathing into the love that always dwells in our hearts. Maybe it's love for someone in your family, parent, child, mate, family, beloved. Perhaps it's love for a fur creature or a winged creature. Or perhaps it's love for the sake of love itself, love of the divine, unconditional love. Whatever best stirs your heart to love, breathe into that now. Breathe into it in your heart until it goes beyond a thought to become a feeling. Perhaps it starts as warmth or comfort. Whatever it feels like for you is absolutely perfect. And perhaps it expands with every breath. With every breath, this love expands. Maybe it becomes a tingle. Keep breathing with it. Breathing into it, allowing it to expand, allowing it to blossom in your heart. Can you feel the white light coming from the divine? Down through the top of your head and through your body? Can you feel the white light of spirit descending from the heavens, descending from your holy self, your Christ self, coming through your crown chakra, the top of your head, pouring into your body so that your whole body is filled with the most beautiful white light? Can you see yourself glowing? Your light body is glowing with such a beauty. Can you see that? Can you feel it? As you glow brighter, you notice that your heart is lighting up in golden rays like the sunshine. Your heart light is growing and expanding and getting bigger and bigger and shooting out these beautiful golden rays of light. Can you feel our light bodies, these golden rays of light, this beautiful white light connecting us all around the world? We are lighting up the world. And as we light up, we're connecting with the others in our soul family who can't be here with us live. We're connecting with you. We're feeling you. We're seeing your light. And we're expanding out to our friends, our communities, to light workers. To blessed ones, to everyone. See this light touching the hearts, illuminating the energy bodies of everyone. Every living being, every species, every living thing, the plants, the air, the water, the earth, the fish, the birds, every living thing illumined with this light until you see our world as illuminated. Everyone illuminated, everyone at peace. And now the rays of joy stream into our hearts, into our souls, joy, elevating our frequency even higher, connecting all of us in joy. In this illumined place, there is no difference. There's nothing to fear. We are all one in the glory and magnificence of divine love. We are beyond our beliefs, beyond our differences. We are all united in joy, in peace, in love. So if you look up with your inner vision now, you will see your holy self and your soul and your Christ presence, so many parts of you. Feel them, see them, know they're there. Or perhaps just trust. Allow yourself to become whole. Allow your holy self, your eternal self, your true being, to merge with your Christ light, to merge with your soul, to merge with you, with all of your local selves, with every aspect of you. So all of you, the fullness of you, the muchness of you, is aligned, one. And in that oneness, each of us is aligned so that together we merge into this beauty of oneness. Breathe that in. Feel the peace, the love, the joy, with gratitude. Transfiguration is real. It is possible. You are transfiguring into Christhood one moment at a time with no great drama. For you, it is gentle, peaceful, joyful. With each breath, you shine brighter. With each choice for the divine self, you open to more inner authority. Until now, the veil of separation has been too strong for the holy self to remain with us. It has been able to pierce the veil with messages of hope and visions of divine plan. But our belief in separation was too great for the Holy Self to remain. The local self was left with impossible instructions, and yet you strive to carry the vision forward with limited resources and capacity. You believe. You endeavor to bring heaven to earth. This persistence has made it possible for the veil to thin. Divine love is pouring through. The way has been prepared. There is now enough love light in your heart for the Holy Self to remain present. Invite transfiguration. Allow the loving presence of your Holy Self to dwell within your body and being. Allow the marriage of the Holy Self with the Earth Self to consummate. Allow the infusion of Source Energy to become the guiding force and dominant consciousness. Say yes. This moment is what you have been preparing for centuries. This is the transfiguration from separation into oneness, into union. When you remember union, it is accomplished. This is a time of great power, glory, magnificence, and love. It is a time of birthing your holy Christ self into the world. This is happening for millions of light workers all around the globe, not just one. You are in grand company as the awakening expands. With each transfiguration, more energy is available for all. And yes, even those who are not transfiguring at this time are receiving this influx of energy. It serves the at-one-ment for all because there is no separation. There is no separation. You do not need to understand the beliefs and actions of others. Simply direct unconditional love to everyone. Love does the work. Done. Feel your light body glow when you can make this transformation in yourself. The Holy Self has just intervened for you. You have chosen the divine love of the Holy Self over programs of judgment, creating separation. It is accomplished. One moment, one thought, one heart-inspired choice, one. You can do this. Imagine what life could be like without fear and judgment. Welcome to your new fifth dimensional reality. Life in oneness. No fear. No separation. Instead, a respect for others that doesn't demand understanding or forgiveness. Simply allow. Trust that everyone is a part of the whole, playing their unique role. Accept without contempt or judgment or arrogance. True acceptance is born of divine love. This heals the wounds of the past. Love finds a way. Be love. Be a presence of love, unconditional divine love, with no need to understand. Simply be love. One moment, one thought, one action, one choice, one word at a time. One. Beloved one, we are here. This is significant, as the awareness of our presence is a symptom that you are transfiguring. As your frequency elevates, you become more aware of our presence. You feel us. Sense us, see us, hear our guidance. You know our love for you. Breathe into your heart. It is only through the heart that one sees rightly. Breathe into your heart. What or who best stirs you, best stirs your heart to love? As you think of them, or even love itself, feel your heart light up. Breathe into the warm glow of love. Feel its comfort expanding, sending tingles to every cell of your body. This sweet love brings peace. Breathe peace. Know peace. Feel peace. Be peace. Relax into peace. Allow tension, anxiety, and worry to melt into this expanding warmth of love and peace. Know that you are embraced in love. You are loved. Feel this love radiate out from your heart to the ones you love. You are loving. unconditionally loving all life. Breathe into the pleasure of divine love embracing all of life. Breathe into the relief of remembering that divine love is the source of all goodness. Divine love is the doer and the cause. Divine love is the result. Allow any sense of burden within your local selves to relax, release, melt into the radiant peace of divine love. Breathe. Relax. Focus on the radiant glow of love, the golden light of your heart. The brilliant sun of the one heart of love. You are one with divine love. You are one with the source of all life. You are one with all beings. Allow your inner knowing to expand. As that inner knowing expands, notice who is here with you. Your guardian angel. You put a hand on your right shoulder and focus on the energy around your right side. You may feel the energy and the presence of your guardian angel loving you, comforting you, guiding you. Who is with you? Your soul? If you direct your attention above your head and feel an energy presence above your head, that your soul star shining upon you, filling you, renewing you, blessing you. As you expand your inner knowing, who is with you? Are there ascended masters, saints? Who are they? Thank them for their presence and guidance. Loved ones. They may be departed or still here. Is their energy body here with you, soaking up this love? Is their soul or their holy self here? Connecting with you in love? Angels, so many angels all around us. Archangels, seraphim. Angels of love and creativity and peace and joy. So many angels all around us, guiding us. Archangel Metatron is here helping us to transfigure as we ascend. Archangel Gabriel is here helping us. Resurrecting the parts of us that are ready to awaken, that have been asleep. So many angels all around us. Feel how much you are loved. Soak that love into every aspect of your being, every cell of your body, every level of your energy body. Breathe in that love and soak it in so that your body is healed, so that your body is healthy and whole, releasing limitations or challenges, releasing disalignment, dis-ease, inviting wholeness, health, wealth, love, joy, peace to be your natural state. It is done. Extend your love to these beautiful beings who are with you always, comforting, loving, guiding, supporting, elevating, transfiguring, resurrecting, healing, wholing, youthing. Thank you. We thank you. Know deeply in every part of your being that you are lovable. You are loving. You are loved always. This moment signals the end of old programs of unworthiness, of feeling unlovable, unloved. They are done. See them fly out of you and into the holy light of divine love. And see them replaced with, I am lovable, I am loving, I am loved always. Is your face smiling in this experience? Let your face smile with love. This is transfiguration. Knowing yourself to be divine love, unconditional love. Experiencing oneness with all life. Expanding your unique qualities as a blessing in life. This is transfiguration. What is the greatest blessing that you bring? What is your most natural gift or ability or quality? Is it acceptance, kindness, compassion, love, joy, creativity, sweetness, wisdom, knowledge? Feel this gift or ability now. Appreciate how it has shaped your life. Remember times when you have been the blessing to others. And treasure how they have blessed you with their uniqueness. As you sow, so shall you reap. harvest the blessings with gratitude. Open your heart to receive health, love, wealth, peace. In gratitude lies a love that is deeper than the ocean. In gratitude is a wealth greater than Solomon's treasure. In gratitude, your vision is clear, precise, focused. What is your next step in remaining in oneness in this transfigured state always? It's possible. Breathe. Each time you recognize the burden of life or judgment of self or others, or weariness, anxiety, or frustration, your precious local selves are simply telling you that they are carrying the burden of life. They were only intended to be messengers. Breathe the breath of divine love. Relax into the comfort and embrace the holy self. Gather those suffering local selves and hold them to your heart like the mother holds the baby, the toddler, the fussy child. Love them. Forgive, apologize. Restore the peace of eternal love. Invite the Holy Self to inform, to fulfill, to act, to be the guiding focus of your life, the guiding force of your life. This is transfiguration. One breath at a time, one action at a time, one holy moment after another, with patience, with persistence, with pleasure, remembering your radiant heart of love, remembering that you are loved, loving, lovable forever. Choosing divine love over earthly thoughts and feelings. Choosing eternal oneness over the separation that is reinforced by judgment. Releasing the burdens that result when we forget the Holy Self. Forgiving, loving, always. This is transfiguration. In all ways, you are loved. Draw close now to your holy self. Be the holy self. And as the Holy Self, speak to you. What does the Holy Self wish for you to know right now? Listen, feel, be the Holy Self. Receive the infusion, the blessing of presence, of oneness, Be radiant. Be love. Be joy. Be peace. And when you feel ready, staying in this place of divine love, don't leave it. Just ever so gently let your eyelids lift. With this love radiating from your eyes and your heart, with this presence filling your body and your being, be the holy self in your body with eyes gently open, softly open. Feeling the presence of the Holy Self merged with you in your physical body. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So beautiful.